So we know about sunburn, right? We got to protect against sunburn. We know about heat exhaustion and heat stroke, which are pretty extreme. But what about catching what they call in Eastern medicine, a wind heat? So most people know about catching a cold, right? That's pretty colloquial. It's pretty well known. You go out, you dress the wrong way, you stay out in the rain and the wind, right? You're going to get a cold. And in East Asian medicine, their diagnosis is for that particular thing. The disease that you get from being out in the wind and the cold is called a wind cold. The disease that you get from being out in the wind and the cold, especially where there's rain, you get what's known as a wind cold damp, which is a way of saying that you were exposed to those particular elements, and in that exposure, you contracted pathogenic factors or sickness things that are related to the wind, the cold, and the dampness. And there's discussion and dialogue for parsing out and saying where and what part of the body is it stuck? Is in the lungs, in the chest, is in the su superficial layers of the body, is in the deep layers of the body. And there's a lot of conversation that we could have, you know, years and years of discussion about different depths of the body in which disease gets trapped, if you will, for lack of a. I mean, that's a fair term, actually. Layers in which, like, for example, bacteria get stuck, different bacterial colonies, which I think most people are most familiar with. You know, how bacteria, right, gets into the sinuses, and then it goes into the lungs, and then bacteria can live in your gut, right, and it can live in your intestines. It can live in these different pockets of your body. You also have different, you know, bacteria that live in your ears and in your mouth and in your, you know, all different parts of your body. So similarly with these, they call them the external evils in Chinese medicine, and they're wind, heat, cold, dampness, and summer heat and dryness, right? These are the external conditions that can affect the body in ways that are mirrored, right? So if you spend time in a dry climate, you'll know that your throat gets parched. Makes sense. If you spend time in a cold environment, you're going to catch a cold. Spend time in a hot environment, you're going to get heat-related condition and symptomology, right? Symptoms. Your body is going to react differently. Same thing if you've spent too much time wet. Same thing if you've spent, you know, time in a windy environment, you get stiff neck, stuff like that. So it's not that far-fetched, and it's discourse and discussion about disease that's been around for thousands of years. So there's actually a lot to learn from it. And fortunately, with microscopy and virology and studying of bacteria and viruses and stuff like that, I think that particular way of thinking and looking at disease is going to really, really gain a lot of valuable validation in the coming decades about, you know, what bacteriums are we supposed to have in certain climates, and what bacteriums, when they get in, or become disproportionate and problematic. There's going to be a lot of proving of that, you know, catching heats and catching colds and how they're different, stuff like that. But anyways, we're talking about heats, and the difference between a heat and a cold is in how your body reacts to a heat. So without getting too much into it, I just wanted to bring to your attention that the way, you know, especially some of the wives' tale things, you know, the mother's medicine and the grandma's medicine and stuff like that, when a lot of that stuff gets passed down without differentiation or without conditionality. And what I mean by that is, you know, people say, like, oh, if you have an ear infection, put garlic in your ear, right? Garlic oil in your ear, right? I'm not saying that's bad or wrong, but I'm saying there are times in which you can have pain in your ear or a clogged ear, and that would be a worse idea, right? That would be something that makes it worse. So there wasn't a whole lot, at least in my growing up, and I can't speak for everybody on this, but when I was growing up, there was never really any discussion about if you're, you know, for the wives' tale stuff, like, oh, you know, have a shot of whiskey and swaddle yourself and go to bed. Like, yeah, well, I did grow up in a cold climate, and usually when we would get sick with that thing, it would be the winter, and that is a fair thing. But one can have you know, one can experience chills from a heat condition, which is kind of confusing. So if you were to try and treat that with whiskey, you'd make it worse. If you were to try and treat that with whiskey and going to the covers, it would get worse. So, and I'm not trying to dissuade people from doing or trying that stuff, but rather I want to pay homage to show that there is more to that discussion than most people realize. And I'm not trying to talk people out of trying to help themselves, but rather say, hey, look at all this other stuff that happens also, and keep that in mind when you're trying to, you know, treat yourself. And this is what we keep in mind when we treat ourselves, having been educated as doctors. So, and we went for a wild ride in this recent heat that we caught a wind heat with a side of dryness, which was not fun. We were out on a super hot, windy boat, and then we went into an ice cold air conditioning. Ice cold air conditioned hotel room, which we don't have air conditioning in our house. We never use air conditioning. So for us, that was a pretty major change. And that combined with being run down from being overworked and having just been out on a boat going snorkeling, you know, and taking a boat tour in the wind and the sun and the cold and heat, all these, you know, the assault of the, if you pardon the salt pun, the assault of the ocean elements has kind of, you know, kind of took its toll on us, and we were worn down. And then we went into an air conditioned apartment, which is, you know, if you've ever gotten a cold from air conditioning, then I don't think you've ever asked yourself, have I ever caught a cold from air conditioning? Because everybody has, or, you know, dang close to it. So anyway, that's a topic for another time. But yeah, you can catch a heat just as easily as you can catch a cold, and I wanted to make people aware of that. There's this whole school of thought around it. I think it was from the 1640s. Another pandemic, and this is at the time of this recording, we're on the heels of the pandemic, you know, coming out of the worst days of the pandemic. And who knows what this will look like looking back 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, but now we're dealing with long COVID and stuff like that. But the book that is talking about these febrile diseases, these feverish diseases, heat diseases, it's the Wen Bing School, Warm Disease Pathism in School. All right, so I have that book here, the textbook here, Warm Diseases Clinical Guide. It's Guohui Liu, right? I got his textbook here. And that's that.